Yesterday, as we took a look at the last of the Birchas HaTorah, we talked a little bit about the notion of the two components. The first component, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim, invokes the notion of the nationhood of Israel. And if Hashem chose us, it's not just a vertical relationship, us to God. By virtue of the fact that we are a nation, it must also create a connection between each of us. We are one family. And so this Birchat HaTorah insists that we acknowledge the fact that we are connected before we even approach the notion of Asher Natan Lanu Et Torato. First, we establish and we commit ourselves to the nationhood, to the connection between Jews, and then we move on to the notion that God gave us Torah. We took a look at Rabbi Akiva's idea of Zeh Klal Gadol BaTorah and Chassam Sofer's explanation, and also the Arizal, who included at the end of Birchat HaTorah this wonderful declaration, Hareini Mekabel Alai Mitzvat Aseh Shovahavt L'Recha Kamocha. But from there, we move to a section that has three distinct parts to it. And I'm not going to go through each part, not tonight. I want to identify them, say something general, and move on as we continue through the Siddur. The three parts are this. It begins with Yivarechecha Hashem V'yishmerecha, which is taken from Parshat Naso and Sefer Bemidbar. It's commonly known as Birkat Kohanim. The next part is Elu Devarim She'ein Lehem Shi'ur. That's taken from Mishnah Peah. And the last section is taken from Gemara Masechet Shabbos, beginning with the words Elu Dvarim She'adam Ochel Peiroteim Ba'olam Hazeh. Why is this here? Well, if we just concluded by saying Birchat HaTorah, the Chachamim said, well, let's engage in it. Now, it's true that we said that the engaging in Torah is never really just confined to a minute or 2 minutes. Everything you do during the course of the day is engagement, the positive engagement with Torah. But just because now I've said the bracha, my next step should be an engagement in Torah. And so the framers of the Siddur, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, asked us, then let's study some Torah, at least reciting words of Torah. So there's a section from Chumash, Tanakh, Birkat Kohanim from Sefer Bamidbar, Parshat Naso. There's an excerpt from Mishnah, and there's an excerpt from Gemara. The three main books which animate Jewish life, certainly at the time that this was compiled, these were the three things, the Torah Shebichtav, the Mishnah, which later was the Torah Sheba'al Peb, and then became written by Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi in the 2nd century, and finally, as we know it, the Gemara, which in its original formulation was all oral. But here's the question. Yam Shel Torah, the sea of Torah, is so deep. So of all the psukim and chumash, why do they pick these? Why Birkat Kohanim? Maybe Breishit, maybe something in Shemot. Maybe we should have recited here one of the Aseret Hadibrot, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That would too would have been a study of Torah. And then why the Mishnah and Peah? Well, maybe we should have done the first Mishnah in Masechet Brachot, Eimatai Korim and Shemot. Maybe that would have been a good place to start. And why this Gemara in Shabbos? So I'm going to share with you an idea that came to me. This is what I said. I really do believe in the Rebbe I had in Yeshiva said, if you have this yearning and you try to be pure of heart, maybe you come up with an idea that nobody else came up with. So I came up with an idea. And I did research this. Not everybody answers this, even asks the question. But take a look at the common denominator between the Psukim chosen, the Mishnah chosen, and the Gemara chosen. And it may not be readily obvious, but let me start with the Chumash, Birkat Kohanim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, maybe it was chosen simply because it's a bracha. So how good is that to start your day with a bracha? That not only are we saying a bracha, but we're reading about a bracha that God's giving us. But maybe it goes one step deeper. What is this bracha? It's Birkat Kohanim. It's Hashem's bracha to us. I don't know if there's any Kohanim here in the room, but you know that when there is Birkat Kohanim, when there's the duchening, within the minhag of the Sfaradim is to duchen every day, but we don't do that every day. What's the bracha that the Kohanim say just before they actually recite the words of the bracha? Bracha Hashem Elokeinu Melech Hashem Ki Tzanu Mitzvotav Tzivanu. Anybody know the end of the bracha? Levarech et Amo Yisrael be'ahava. It's the bracha which invokes the love of Israel. That the Kohanim love Israel. We're going to bless each other with Ahava. We're going to give you a bracha. So that's why perhaps this was chosen, because if we're saying the second, the last bracha is a bracha which establishes that we need to first consolidate our nationhood, our connection, so Birkat HaKohanim does that. It's a group of our people standing facing us and blessing us be'ahava. But then we move to the Mishnah. It's amazing. What does this Mishnah tell us? The Mishnah deals with which mitzvot? Peah, the idea of setting part of your field to who? To help the poor people. Ra'ayon, going to the base of Mikdash on the Chagim. So isn't that between man and God? But we know from other places in Shas, how did that work? The Olei Regel came to Yerushalayim and they got put up by other people. They were invited into people's houses. It was a way of connecting Jews to each other. Gemilut Chasadim. And of course, obviously, Talmud Torah. That's why this is here. Because it explicitly talks about the centrality of Talmud Torah. And the last part, the section from Masechet Shabbos, of all the sections, take a look at the mitzvot that are identified in this. Kibur Av Ve'Em. Gemilut Chasadim. Going to the Beit Midrash each and every day to be part of a minyan. Hachnasat Orchim, welcoming those into your house. Bikur Cholim, and the list goes on. Perhaps each of these was chosen because they are examples of how we must first commit to and strengthen the relationship between Jews, one to the other, and only then can we have the benefit of studying Torah in the deepest way possible. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashu Meir at Sagadish Brahula Zakot Yisrael Lefichach, Hirbalam Torah Mitzvot Shenemar, Adonai Chafei.